Hi, friends. Before we get started, do you know your number one marketing asset? Have you ever thought about that? No matter what kind of business you have, whether you're a coach, a consultant, maybe you host events, maybe you offer a service or even products. Have you thought about what your number one best marketing asset is? Well, I'm here to tell you today that it's you. And if you're not leveraging it, you're missing out on attracting your right people and actually growing your business. You're stalling the growth of your business by not leveraging you. You have to realize the market right now is totally packed and saturated. And in order for you to stand out, you're going to have to be unique. And in order to be unique, you can leverage your authentic self. It will make life so much easier. You will feel empowered and you will be ready to get out there and market your business. So make sure you get registered right now for the training. Scroll down in the show notes right now. There should be a little link in there. And you can also go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe, V-I-B-E, because you're about to discover your authentic marketing vibe in the training. I can't wait. So anyways, make sure you register for that training. You will get the replays. If you can't be there, they'll be available for about a week. Okay. And then you will get the printables and you will be entered to win a super cute prize. So make sure you get registered now. I can't wait to see you on Wednesday. We're going to kick this off. It's the first time I've done this training officially, not inside one of my programs and outside to the public for free. So make sure you register and I'll see you on Wednesday, May 1st.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners, just like you, make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 145, and I am so glad that you are here today because we're talking about a very important topic, which is you feeling comfortable investing in yourself and your business. It's hard. I know. That's why I was like, I'm going to just confront this head on and we're going to talk about this. So I'm so glad you are here. If you are new, welcome. I'm so happy that you found this podcast. I have no doubt it's going to help you along your business journey, whether you're in the idea stage or starting or growing, or you have a product or a service business doing what you love, then you are in the right place. I'm so happy you're here. First of all, make sure you hit subscribe. I don't know what player you're in. If you're in Spotify, Apple, Audible, Pandora, whatever it is, make sure you hit subscribe because then it will come up on your feed, my podcast, and then you may even get notified when I drop new episodes. I just don't want you to miss out on any of the tips or strategies or topics that could really help you as you are starting and building a business doing what you love. And I'm inviting you right now, yes, you're invited, to my private Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. All you have to do is click the link below. So if you scroll down in the show notes, there should be a link. And then you just need to answer the few questions and then we will approve you to let you in. Here's a problem where people get stuck. They get to the group and they don't answer the questions. And I've got 200 and some odd in there now that are holding. Y'all are in like a holding pattern because you didn't answer the question. So if you can take time to answer the question super quick and then come in the group and be a part of it. There's so many amazing women who are courageously stepping into business ownership and they're supportive and awesome. So make sure you do that. And I'm just so glad you're here. And I have some free downloads and stuff and goodies for you if you're new, like a 16-step checklist to get your business started if you're in that process. Or I do have a guide that helps you in the idea stage. So make sure you check that out as well. I'm just so happy you're here. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. Y'all are awesome. And today I'm reading a review. Are you ready? Okay. It's from Gretchen MM and it says, speaks to my soul. Oh my gosh, this is so sweet. I'm beyond grateful for you, Kimberly, and for stumbling across your podcast. It's like you're speaking directly to my soul. Your business insights are like nothing I have found anywhere. You are so real and authentic in every way. And I can feel that coming through my phone, believe it or not. I find myself tearing up almost every show thinking about how amazing it is building my business, being my own boss, and showing my kids, y'all listen to this, that anything is possible and to just go for it. I'm in the very beginning stages, have incredible momentum because of you. The last month since I found you have gotten me further along than the last 10 years. I know I can do it, and it's your encouragement and wisdom that helps me truly see my future self. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Oh my goodness. Well, you just brought me to tears too, Gretchen. So we're both teary-eyed today. That was the sweetest thing. Thank you so much. And I do this from my heart. Thank you for seeing me as that person, because that I feel that it is me. And I come every week just showing up here in my upstairs bedroom where my daughter, who's now adulting and living in Dallas, where she used to live. She used to live up here in this room. And I do it for y'all. I don't do it for fame or anything else, but I do it for y'all to help you, because I've always felt called to help those of you that are in these early stages really build your confidence and make you see that you can do whatever you put your mind to. So thank you so much, Gretchen MM, for doing that. And if you've been listening a while and you've never taken the time to write a review, would you be so kind right now to give it 5 stars and write a quick review so that others can see that this podcast is valuable, and then maybe the players will spread the news and help people like you too. So thank you so much. On to the episode. Hi, everyone. How are you? Okay, I need the update right now through the internet airways, podcast airways, through your phone. I need to know what is happening with your business. What is going on? What progress have you made? What good thing has happened recently? I love knowing this, and I love it in the Facebook group, because we have the wins on Wednesdays where I get to hear about your wins. We have the imperfect action Mondays where we kick off the week and you put in your imperfect action items. I love it. And I love to hear what you're doing and that you are making progress. And it's so wonderful. Today, we're talking about you investing in yourself. Let's just put it out there. You investing in yourself. And I'm talking about money. Although now, as I just said that, I think it's investing your time and it's investing in your future self. Like Gretchen said on that review, I think a lot of you have a hard time. And I'm going to be real honest about something really quick. I have not had a problem investing in myself when I know that it's the next right move. And I think that's the key, because a lot of you are unsure here in the beginning and you're taking steps and you're maybe seeing courses or seeing coaches like me or programs or anything. And you're like, should I buy that? Should I do that? Should I do this? And it starts becoming even more scary, right? And you are worried about the money. A lot of you, maybe you have part-time jobs, full-time jobs, maybe no job, and you're trying to make money with this business and start it as economically as possible and be smart about it. And I get it. I totally get it. Okay. This is what you have to realize. Getting help for your business, and I'm just going to say any kind of help. Okay. I'm not even going to narrow it down to coaches like myself. I'm just saying in general, help is good. It is so good. How awesome is it to have people who have gone before you share the tricks of the trade and save you so much time and angst trying to figure this out on your own and helping you along the way? How awesome is that? Whether somebody provides you a book or a course or an online program like Grow Getters, like I offer, right? Or one-on-one coaching like I offer as well. How awesome is that? Think about that resource for a minute, to have someone who has gone before you give you that advice. Now, some of you see the value in it. You're like, yes, I've got to get somebody to help me. I don't want this to take forever. I don't want to be trying to research and piece this together and keep going along, not even knowing if I'm doing it right. Think about, for example, here in modern day that we have Google Maps and Apple Maps and all that. And say you're going somewhere, you're going on a trip, and you don't have a phone or Google Maps, and you're trying to get there. And you're like, okay, I need to get there as soon as possible. What do I do? And you go along, and you don't have help, and you never pull over and ask anybody, and you never listen to the radio to hear if there's a wreck coming up, or a detour and you have no idea. I've had that happen to me back in the day, right? When I first met my husband, my now husband, he was a boyfriend at the time, but we had a big group of us that drove to Colorado and we had no idea that this road had been blocked. We got stuck there for like 6 or 7 hours just sitting there in the car. Had we had some resource, that would not have happened to us, right? Now, we didn't have phones back then, but I'm sure there was some way we could have found that out ahead of time, and we didn't. But here's the deal. With you and your business, you are on a journey. It's like a road trip. You're on a journey. And if you don't get help at all, you are going to go slower than what you want. You're not going to make money as fast as you want. You're going to make more mistakes than you would ever expect. You would be oblivious to the fact that there were things that could have built your business better. And you just are simply stalling the success of your business where less people are experiencing improved lives because of what you could have been offering that. You are delaying helping people. Let's put it that way, real simply. And your money and your success. You are delaying the impact you can make. You are delaying the difference you can make in people's lives by not circumventing problems and things and road bumps and all this stuff that is going to get in your way. So here's the deal. I'm not even here to convince you to buy from me, right? Today, that's not why I'm saying this. I'm sharing this whole episode and my thoughts on this because I have seen over the last couple weeks with people that are wanting to come into Grow Getters, because I only open periodically, stressing about investing in themselves. They tell me they know it's the program for them. They tell me that they're scared. And they tell me that they just have a hard time investing in themselves. And I just want to go ahead and relieve the pressure off all of you and say, it's okay. Sometimes some of us get scared to invest in ourselves. But the question is, why are you scared to invest in yourself? Like, really think about it. Why are you scared? Are you not sure that you have what it takes? Do you not know if you really want to do this? Are you, you know, worried about the money? Like, what is the real reason? And that's what I want to get to the root of. Like, is it because you're doubting yourself? Like, are you doubting your commitment to doing work? Are you scared that you don't have what it takes? Are you worried about losing the money? It's like think about those people you know that get a gym membership and never go. And they kind of got it reluctantly because they thought, if I pay for this, I'm going to go because I'm going to feel bad that I'm paying for it and it's going to hold me accountable. When really, they never had the real drive to do this in the first place. I'm just going to be honest. If you get a gym membership to hold yourself accountable to go work out and you never go, my question would be to you, how really committed are you to a different you? A different, you know, physically different you in the future. You're not really. You're not really. Because if you were, that may have been the catalyst that would make you do it. You'd be like, okay, I'm spending the money and I'm going. If you're committed, you're going to do it. So the whole question of you worried about investing in yourself comes down to commitment. And if you were in coaching week the other week, you heard me talk about this. This was a big key to you getting, you know, consistent sales and growing your business and all that. You have to decide how committed you are. And sometimes when you pay, it works. It makes you pay attention. But then there's some of you that are like the gym people who pay and they don't go. And most of the time, it's because they paid a little tiny amount to go to the gym. They got some really cheap rate and then they didn't go. Most people that spend a lot of money on a gym membership will go. I'll tell you from personal experience, I used to go to Orange Theory. Now I go to F45. It is super expensive, y'all. It is expensive. I think it's like $80 every 2 weeks or something. They've broken it. Now they market it as every 2 weeks payment so that you're not like, it's 160 a month. But now because I paid that, and I love to work out. I work out 6.5 days a week, because usually one day I just do kind of like some walk. But I now will use it even more, and I make sure I go. I went today, I went yesterday, I went the day before. I go whenever, because I paid a lot of money for it, and I do want to stay healthy. I've got to keep my bones strong and my muscles strong, and I want to keep a little shape to me so I don't just look all, you know what I'm saying, ladies? You know, this is what happens to us as we age, right? And so I'm committed to that. So it really, for me, it's not even going to matter if I pay $20, $50, $100. Now that I'm up to $160, I am going all the time, right? But there's some people who still won't go, and because they're not really committed. Let's just face it, they're not committed, right? People who say they want to stop smoking and they do stuff and they just don't stop because they're not really all in. They're not really all in. So the big question for all of you that have been debating like coming in Grow Getters or getting help for your business from anyone is how committed are you to the future of your business? Because if you are committed, then when you invest in yourself, it's empowering because you're like, I just put down this money because I'm betting on me. Right now, I'm betting on my future, and I'm going to do this right. I'm going to give it due diligence, and I'm going to pursue my dream like a smart business owner and not just a person who is throwing money at anything, hoping, you know, like betting on black and just hoping it wins. Like, no, I'm actually going to put in the work, and I'm going to do this. It's like me with the F45. The money just makes me even committed more. So for those of you that are committed, if you spend the money on something like Grow Getters, it's only going to make you committed more because you paid and you're going to be like, heck yeah, I'm going to get every drip of every single thing I can out of it. And you should, because the person who made it is making it for you. For those of you that are committed and want a different future in some way, right? I want to share with you 3 points about investing money in yourself and investing in your business and the future of you, because that's what this is. This is the future of you. That's all this is when you invest. Number one, get over it. You are going to have to invest in your business. Sorry, I hope that didn't sound rude, but I'm just saying that. And this is coming from me who doesn't have that hard of a time investing in her business because I know what it means. I know what it can mean for me. I've gotten in programs that have helped me immensely. I can't even imagine where I would be if it wasn't for them. And thank God, some of my Grow Getters who've really put their mind to it have been telling me the same thing. Like, this has been a game changer. Like, I don't know what I would have done or where I would have been. And that just warms my heart, right? So you have to think about that. If you're committed, if you're going to do the work and you know this is the future you want, number one, suck it up. Buttercup, you have to invest in your business sometimes. You really do. Like, at some point, you're probably going to do paid ads or some kind of advertising, and you're going to have to invest in your business, and you have to get comfortable with that. I'm not saying waste money. I'm not saying don't do due diligence on the person that you're buying it from or the results that they're getting. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, suck it up, buttercup, and yes, you have to invest in your business. There may be things like getting a website design or someone helping you with like huge email funnels. And y'all may not even know what that is, but like, I'm about to have to get a virtual assistant and get someone to help me with all sorts of stuff. I'm about to have to invest a lot more money in help. And I have to be okay with that, because if you can never let go of your money to get help and save you time or bring you a bigger audience or give you leads, you will never get to grow, because you won't spend the money on the things that are needed to grow. Does that make sense? Okay. So the first question or the first comment that I made is that you have to suck it up, and sometimes you have to invest in your business. Okay. And do so intelligently with due diligence. I'm assuming that's the case. I'm assuming you're not just going to find something and go, oh yes, I'm going to spend thousands on this and not do your due diligence. Okay. Number two, you have to invest money in yourself and your business and your future because you want that future. You actually want it. You're committed to it. This is where you want to go. You want to go. It's like if you're going on a road trip, I want to get over to Florida, or I want to get over to California. I want to get to New York. Like, you already know it's done. That's where you're going. Okay? If you don't know that's where you want to go and you're still like, well, I can't decide. Do I want to go to California or Florida or New York? Then hold up just a second. Let's figure out what you really want to do and do some more soul searching before you pay for something and you don't even know if you're going to, you know, it's like buying a hotel in New York, but you don't even know. You may go to California, but you went ahead and booked the hotel. Like, it's just silly. It's a waste of money. If you know you want to go to New York, go ahead and book your hotel and your flight. You do that when you travel. You book it ahead of time because you're already like, I'm going. I have to pay for this. Sometimes you have to pay for stuff in your business and you know you want a different future than today. You want something in the future, okay? And the third point I want to make is that investing money in yourself or into a program or any kind of help for your business can make all the difference. And I can't even tell you what a relief it is when someone else has done all the work for you and is handing it to you. Or if someone is creating a process, a transformation, a journey for you, and you're able to just hop on. It's like they're providing the bus and you're just getting on versus you trying to find your own transportation, your own driver, the directions, when to do what. Somebody's done it for you. Okay? Realize that. You are going to have to invest in your business and you're going to have to get used to it because there's going to be more things that you're going to have to invest in. So the question is right now, if you're sitting here going, okay, I want to, you know, start my business or I want to grow my business and I am ready, I'm serious, and I am feeling like I'm missing something, then I think you should invest. I don't think you should invest just to invest. I think you should invest when you know there's some piece that's off. It's not, you know, it's not balanced. It's not aligned. It's not feeling right. It's feeling heavy. It's feeling super scary. It's just weighing on you. You're worried about it. Maybe you can't sleep at night. Maybe you just find yourself, you know, daydreaming when you're supposed to be with your kids or your family members because you're thinking about your business and you're worried. That's when it's a good investment. Or if you're just starting and you're like, I'm not even going to waste any time screwing this up. I'm going to have someone tell me out of the gate how to do this. That's worth your investment. Okay? So let me review these. Number one, you have to invest in your business sometimes, assuming you're doing due diligence. Number two, you have to invest in your business because you want a different future than today, because you know where you want to go. And you know what? You may not even know 100% that you're going to get there to where you want to go, but you know you're headed in that direction and that's the road you're on. And you're going to give it all you got. You're going to give it due diligence. You're going to do things right. You're going to surround yourself with people that support you if you can. I know some of you aren't so fortunate to have people around you that support you. That's why I have the Facebook group. That's why I have Grow Getters. That's why I help people. Because I want you to have that safe place. I want you to have that place where you can say, okay, what do I do? This happened, or how do I start this? What do I do? And you can get moving so much quicker and speed up the time between now and having a successful business so that you can actually live this dream of yours. It can make all the difference it has for me and has for people that have worked with me and paid me. And this is not a defense of me saying, you must work with me. That is not the purpose of this episode. The purpose is to get you out of that mindset of thinking, am I worth it? Or I'm scared, you know, if I'm capable. If you are committed to this, you can do this. So what I'm leaving you with today is, how committed are you to that future you? And if you are, you're going to have to start taking steps to become that future you. You can't all of a sudden expect tomorrow to have a successful business, be living your dream, everything's going amazing, and you have your products refined and they're awesome and all is good. It is not. It is a process of investing your mind, your heart, your time, and your money. You will have to invest in yourself and get ready, because this won't be the last time that you do. You'll have to do it again and you have to get used to it because you want success sooner than later. Am I right? Okay, well, I gave you a little talking to today. I hope I wasn't too abrupt. I love you all. Y'all are awesome. You're working so hard for your businesses. You're doing all the right things. You're here listening and trying to learn, and you're doing it. You're doing it. But when you find yourself in that moment, make sure you reach out for help. Okay. So that's it. Make sure you get in my Facebook group, and I just will love to have you and support you. And I know the other women in the group would too. And make sure you check out the options for getting help from me, because I would love to help you. I may have a new program. Maybe I don't even know why I decided to announce that here, but I may have something coming in August or September here of 2022. So stay tuned. Make sure you're in the loop with me, because I don't want you to miss out on any help that is going to help you reach success sooner than later, so you can actually start living your business dream. That's it. Y'all have a wonderful day, and we will talk again soon. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.